Hello, and welcome to This Might Be The News, a reflection on the last 7 days of current affairs by three people who may or may not know more than you. I mean, probably not. This week I'm joined by my friend William.
Welcome back.
You can't say welcome back to yourself.
I'm welcoming you back.
Thanks.
It's good to be back.
I mean, I guess I'm back.
He's welcoming you back to his company. That's how he always does it.
Anyway.
And Robbie.
Hello, everyone.
Thank you both for coming back. I really enjoyed having you on last time, so I'm glad that you did too. Robbie, have you actually listened to the podcast?
Yeah.
Since?
Yes.
But I'm not including the episode that we did.
Oh, no, I listened to a bit of the one that we did.
Apparently it was the best
one. But I'm a bit like Johnny Depp in that respect. I don't actually watch or listen to anything that I've ever done.
Apart from the last podcast that we did.
Apart from the last podcast that you did.
But, and you've done a bit of research this time?
Yeah.
Last time you were...
Did a bit, yeah.
Will came with the whole...
I was unemployed at the time, though, so I did have quite a lot of...
It's all up here, mate.
Okay, mate. All right.
Okay, so both...
We're good.
Both of you are prepped. I also, we were just talking about this, I really enjoyed that you were the only guests that insist on just drinking beer throughout this.
It's midday.
This weekend.
Yeah.
Just, there's always good time. I mean, like, no one sort of, there's no better support for current affairs than just having a few coronas.
Yeah, exactly. Plus, you're...
Sounds like we're sponsored by them.
A few coronas.
How refreshing, with or without
plus,
lime.
Plus, your opinions get more truthful. When you're drunk,
yeah.
I'm hoping I just spit some real.
I've got bars.
Yeah, you've got bars. What do you mean?
Exactly.
If Corona is listening, we probably could do with more Corona. Though.
Absolutely.
So yeah. That'll be our first sponsorship.
Sponsored
we'll
by
take
Becky's
it.
Convenience Store.
I'm still wondering about the bars comment. But
you don't know anything about grime, do you? Come on.
Okay. Well, you know how it's actually, Robbie. Do you know the first feature? What's it called?
It's called the facts.
The facts.
Yeah.
Facts.
The facts. So, been looking at the news, mainly the front page, like the
sounds like you've been looking at it. Mainly the front page, and then put it down.
Some of the interior pages also.
You guys got a little insight into my planning. Well, I think I emailed you guys at maybe 6 PM on Friday to tell you what it was going to be on.
Yeah, it was really great notice.
What I do is I like to look at the BBC Home website and then see what the headline is, and then I'll write, we'll look into that later, and then that will be the theme of the show.
Don't give away your secrets.
If anyone wants to do this podcast at home,
it's quite easy.
It's fairly basic.
This week, I want to talk about Trump, the Russians, and what the hell's going on. I feel like I've been putting this off as a This Might Be The News topic. And I know I'm a bit of a conspiracy.
It's been the elephant in the room for the ones I've listened to.
The big Russian elephant.
Yeah.
The Russian bear
in the
room.
The big golden room.
Bear in the room.
Yeah, big Russian bear in the room, yeah.
Getting stuck on it, aren't we, that little analogy?
There'll be more of that to come whenever we run out of material. Oh, the bear.
A list of things like that.
So, listeners to the show know that I like to enjoy a bit of a conspiracy theory. And I just feel like we're in an episode of 24 where the Russian president has infiltrated the White House.
Yeah.
Which episode would that be, do you think?
I think it was like all of series.
No, what number in the day? Are we at like 20?
It's probably
on the countdown clock.
Well, exactly. Boop.
It's probably boop. Too late.
Does it count down or does it count
beep.
Up?
Beep, beep.
Does it count down or does beep. It count up?
It just tells you the time.
Time. It's not interesting, is it?
It just tells you. Oh, it's 3:12.
Oh, really? Is that it?
It does.
3:12. That's Bill's tension.
3:12, and then it sort of progresses by
3:05.
I think it would actually say 1,500 hours if it's called 24.
Yeah. Do you know that each episode? What's that like?
Did you know what each episode is an hour?
Yeah, each episode is an hour.
No, it's not.
And what they do is they do 24 episodes of 1 hour so that it works.
No, but there's 3 minute intervals. In every episode, there's 4 3 where the adverts are, where Bauer does
but
nothing.
But it's called 24. He puts his gun down. It's called 24, and then there's 24 episodes, and each episode is an hour long.
How long we got for this? Because
it's very clever.
Yeah, so
it's and the guy's name is.
Mate.
Good that we're getting to the facts. That is a fact.
Okay.
To some extent.
Let me tell you what I know.
Tell me some facts, Will.
I can tell you a fact.
I just love that you're saying you know it, but yeah. Okay,
well,
carry on.
There's a group of blokes that all sound like they could be male porn stars. Okay, and they're right. All in trouble.
Jared Kushner.
Look, Michael Flynn, Carter Page, Rex Tillerson, and Jeff Sessions could all definitely be porn star names.
No. Can you please expand on Michael Flynn and how Michael Flynn can be a porn star?
Mickey Flynn.
Yeah, that doesn't make it any better.
Jeff Sessions.
No, Sessions makes sense.
Yeah,
Sessions.
Rex Tillerson.
Yeah, great.
Carter Page.
Michael Flynn.
You should. Well, that's why I said it first, didn't
I? Oh, you've been Flynned.
You shouldn't have opened with Flynn. But what I imagine is that Flynn is the stereotypical Irish character in a porn film. Mickey Flynn.
Mickey Flynn. He'll fuck you. Sorry.
Wow, we're really bringing some political insight to this story already.
So
we've got some retired porn stars working for Donald Trump. Mm. Then what's happened?
Essentially, they've been rambled because during the campaign, Jeff the Sessions, that's his porn star name.
Yeah.
Had met twice with the Russian ambassador, Sergei Kislyak.
Oh, good research, you know the name.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, cheers. And,
He did not mention it at the Senate Judiciary Committee.
No, he didn't.
Now he's trying to recuse himself.
It's not that he didn't mention it. He was asked whether he actually met him. I think he said the phrase not knowingly.
He said, nobody that I know of.
Yeah, exactly. It's like that thing, I don't recall. It's like that sort of famous, I don't recall. So it's like, you definitely do recall, but by saying you don't recall means that you're sort of giving a hazy yes or no.
Yeah.
Well, so we're missing the backstory here. Because Jeff Sessions himself has been rumbled. Mm. But why it's important is because back in the election, you remember the election? It happened in November where Trump got
roughly.
In. There are some rumours I've been hearing. I think I've seen some notes that the Russians were involved in the election. That's what the word on the street is.
Basically
might have helped swing it for Trump. They did some hacking.
But he incited them to hack at one point as well.
Well, he told them, come on, he said,
I want to see, get if Russia's listening, I want you to hack Hillary and unearth 30,000 emails, is what he said.
They said, we'll do that, but we're going to hack you too because you've actually got some more interesting.
It's not one or the other.
They did just hack Hillary, didn't they? And that's what some of the left conspiracy theorists are saying helped swing it. So it then transpires that Mickey Flynn was, who's the
Big Dick Mick.
See?
National.
If I came up with that, you couldn't think of it. Carry on.
He was the national security advisor for Trump back when Trump announced his cabinet. And he made his cabinet up of purely of people that had been helping him along the way.
Yes.
And it transpired that throughout the campaign,
He'd been calling the Russian ambassador in December after Trump had won the election and floated the possibility that a new administration could lift sanctions against Russia.
Mm. It's amazing how that just rolls off the tongue when you say it's really good.
So Trump acknowledges this and says, right, I don't believe it, but there's a lot of people saying that the campaign's a bit corrupt, that the Russians helped win it. We're going to have an inquiry. We'll have an inquiry into this. Maybe Trump didn't even suggest it. Maybe someone sensible who's actually trying to hold up the law.
Someone who knows how to spell inquiry.
Yeah.
Or recuse.
What does recuse even mean? I don't think I've ever heard it outside of
this. Someone's really politely get up to go to the loo at dinner. If you'll recuse me. If you'll please recuse me.
I'm going to make like Jeff Sessions and recuse myself.
Coming to a dinner party near you, that little one-liner.
That's good.
We're going to dine off that for next month.
Yeah, so this inquiry gets set up and we're going to look at it. They say that we're going to look into what the hell's going on with the Russians in the US election. Yeah. And they put Jeff Sessions...
But Jeff Sessions, one of the only people to have a meeting with the Russian ambassador, him and
Milligan,
Ashton Kutcher.
Is Ashton Kutcher actually involved in this story?
No, it's just I mistook Ashton Kutcher for Jared Kushner.
And who is Jared Kushner?
Jared Kushner is the son-in-law of Donald Trump.
Ah, yes. So he's also involved because he's been meeting with the Russians too.
Yes.
So you didn't know that, did you?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, you did.
So the Attorney General Is that Sessions is the Attorney General, isn't he?
Yeah, Sessions is the Attorney General.
Rex Tillerson, Secretary of State.
Yeah,
Mickey Flynn was National Security Advisor.
Yeah, and Jared Kushner's just his son-in-law.
So let's just summarise some facts about Trump's A-team, his like stars. So Rex Tillerson has got a Fellowship of Russia, or like the Order of Friendship of Russia. He is Bezies with Putin.
Because he's got interests in business.
He's been working, he's got his own, I think, I don't know what he's got, but he's been working with Exxon for years and years and years doing loads of business with the Russians. So you then got Trump's son-in-law meeting with the Russians, the Attorney General meeting with the Russians, and his former National Security Advisor meeting with the Russians.
And his personal lawyer, a guy called Michael Cohen as well.
Maybe his
personal. The list goes on.
And the Cohen brothers as well. They were involved.
That's a non-fact, listener.
Right.
So this is, do you feel like, it is starting to feel like a shit film, this?
Exactly. Like 24. It is kind of like cliche upon cliche.
Yeah.
But it's just alarming.
Paul Manafort, have we mentioned him?
No.
He was Trump's campaign chairman and was forced to resign when he came under pressure because of his ties to Russia. So
everyone's tied to Russia.
There's just too many names, aren't there?
Yeah.
There's so many backstories.
So we'll just call them now, from now on, like Trump's team.
Okay.
We'll just assume that the whole team.
The gang.
And it was Trump's.
A team.
Trump's ex-wife Russian? Is his current wife Russian?
Mila
Kunis.
What's her name?
Ivana.
Ivanka.
Ivana, they sound Russian, don't they?
Yeah.
Don't they?
Yeah.
Don't they?
Yeah.
So
there's no smoke without fire, is there? You've got to be honest with you.
You can't be too careful.
No.
So what do we know what's happening next?
It's like rolling a dice, isn't it, really? With this. I don't really know. It's impossible to predict what's going to happen next. I mean, what's going to happen next definitely is Trump's going to do something that outrages everyone else, like, who opposes him, and people will try and pull him up on it, and the same stuff will happen. He'll just go into a press conference and flatly deny, like, blatant facts.
But he's... At the beginning of his campaign, before all this came out, he was pretty open about his sort of condoning
admiration.
Putin. Yeah, he actually said they have similar character traits, that he was smart and a good guy, which reminded me of when Paul Dannan, in Love Island 10 years ago, described Abby
Titmuss.
What
a niche reference!
What did Paul Dannan do?
He said, I like her because she don't like books and I don't like books neither.
That is very... How do you remember that?
It was a good programme, wasn't it?
Love Island. What, Celebrity
Love Island? Celebrity Love Island, yeah.
Sure, sure. bring in those references. So, do we actually think that Putin is pulling the strings in the...
He's puppet master, isn't he? Master of puppets.
Because we've all seen the cartoons. Everyone's doing these funny little cartoons.
Have we?
Have you not seen any?
Well, the little cartoons.
So, Trump has a puppet and Putin's making a dance, or... I don't know, they've probably done one of the Russian dolls where Trump's inside Putin.
I think obviously there are members of the Russian government or people who are close to Putin who are trying to influence things in
You sound America, like you're trying to get your word count up in an essay.
No.
There are things that some people in his
vocabulary. I definitely think so, because, I mean, America and, you know, like, America have been doing that in other countries for years. They've been trying to influence things. Do you know what I mean? Like, so what it's not beyond the realms of possibility that Russia would do the same to America. It's just the fact that it's happening to, like, the West, that everyone's like, whoa, no one messes with the West, when in actual fact the West has been messing with everyone else.
But it's also
for fucking years.
Mental to think that it's happening to supposedly the only superpower in the world, like the biggest, most important country, is getting mind fucked.
Which just shows how fragile that is. That, like, it's an idea, isn't it?
Have you put a thing above your
security?
Right,
because they're probably hacking me, aren't they?
You can probably edit that one out, because that's probably not relevant.
I've told you before, we don't edit this, so what are you talking about?
I've got my webcam covered, guys.
Yeah, he's got his webcam covered with a little bit of thing.
I don't want to watch them watching me.
Is that because you've seen the episode of Black Mirror?
Yeah.
What happens in the episode?
I actually haven't. No, I just got told. I just read it somewhere, and it was like, well, why not cover it up? No, I had a bit of tape handy. I was like, I'll cover that up.
Well, I mean, this is actually quite a kind of relevant in a way, because someone could be hacking. That's a Russian. Yeah. Is probably hacking.
I don't
your
want them hacking
right
this podcast.
Well, exactly.
Because
what would happen if our podcast got hacked? It's very much a public.
Yeah.
A public thing. Yeah. I mean, you can get...
I'd hate to know. I'd hate to think that they'd know where you were. 5A Gladsmere Road, London.
But what do you do when you want to go on chat roulette?
I just remove, get out a semi-erect penis and hell for leather. And then replace.
Oh, wow. Really getting in all the references.
And that's the facts in a way, isn't it?
What?
Well, hold on a minute. No, I mean, there's more.
You've definitely got at least five more sentences.
So essentially...
Stop cheating. You're reading our notes.
I'm not really... Oh, right, okay. Right. Facts are, Sessions lied. Under oath. He's trying to get out of basically being, like, you know, ousted by recusing himself. Trump, like, in the meantime, is trying to, like, deflect, and he's, like, sending... Obviously, he's doing the thing he does best, and that's tweeting.
Yeah.
So he's tweeting about Chuck Schumer... who apparently in 2003 ate a donut with Vladimir Putin, and
I think
therefore
it was a
has very strong ties to Russia.
And so is Chuck Schumer a Democrat?
Chuck Schumer's a Democrat. He's the minority leader
I think we've all had a donut with a Russian, haven't we?
I've had a donut with Christoph.
Yeah. How do Russians like their donuts?
With jam in.
Exactly that. Yeah.
Bob Marley.
Exactly like Bob Marley.
So the joke should be, jam in. How do Russians like their donuts?
Like
Bob Marley. Marley.
Yeah.
You guys are so alternative comedy.
Yeah. I've just been trying to find an excuse to crowbar in. Milligan, Cleese, Everett,
Jeff, Sessions.
Yeah.
You mean you've been trying to do an office quote?
Yeah.
I've been always welcome on this podcast. I guess the final question would be, so... I know you haven't listened to last week's podcast, but I talked about my concern that 2017 might become known as Piers Morgan's year. You can listen back to why that was.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah.
I'm now starting to think, is this going to be like Putin's year / like the Putin period? Because not only is he potentially pulling the strings in the US, EU's crumbling, the right is rising, a load of countries in sort of Central Eastern Europe are becoming more pro-Russia.
Mm-hmm.
And he's had an absolute blinder in Syria. That one really played out the way.
He's had a blinder in Syria.
Not wanting to trivialise a terrible situation, but he has sort of really got what he wanted out of that situation. Do you think it's the only way is up for Putin?
I think that's probably what he's listening to right now.
Bit of Yazoo.
Yeah.
Is it Yaz?
Yaz. Where's your cutoff?
I think
Yaz.
Wouldn't have said it.
Quoting the office!
Wouldn't have said it in Blockbusters when he would have been right then.
Oh, God.
Anyway, do we?
I think.
You think it is his
I think it is Putin's year. I think so. This year will be the year of Putin. I think he'll be Times Man of the Year.
Okay,
Times Man of the Year.
Person of the Year now.
Is it Person of the Year?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no, sorry, yeah.
Ooh, sexist.
No, I thought they might have had a woman and a Man of the Year.
This is what happens when you give these lads a couple of Coronas.
I know.
Oh, it's all Man of the Year.
It all comes out.
It's all Man of the Year. The year's going to have a live in that, isn't it?
Well, listeners, you heard it here first. Putin is going to be Man of the Year or Person of the Year. Sessions has been lying, but I imagine nothing bad will happen. And they'll probably try and sweep this whole story under the carpet. Okay. And we'll forget because, I don't know, Bruce Forsyth. Bruce Forsyth will die and we'll all be distracted by that.
Yeah.
They'll distract us with some glittery, shiny thing. And we'll look at that instead.
I mean,
don't know about you.
Who doesn't like a shiny thing?
I love shiny things.
Anyway, that was the facts. Thanks.
Like your eyes.
You're welcome.
Task Force. That is how the theme tune goes. I can tell you've been listening. And Task Force this week. So, Robbie, you might remember. With Task Force, I get a call from someone.
You say you might remember. I do remember.
You do remember.
I'm not a goldfish. You might remember.
You might remember. Just, I don't know.
No, I remember.
You've got a lot on at the moment.
Yeah, that's true.
I get a call every week. Don't know how it happens. And usually from someone well known in the public sphere asking me for help. And so this week, I've had a call. It's from Richard Branson.
Ricardo.
The Branstonator.
He hasn't called for this feature before, so I was very curious about what he wanted.
Yeah.
And he told me, and I haven't heard anything about this really, but he told me that a lot of the other billionaires in the Billionaires Club that he's in are preparing for the end of the world. They're preparing for the apocalypse, and they're doing a range of things to prepare for that. And he wants in. He wants to have a plan, but he hasn't got time for a plan. He's too busy
in the British Virgin Islands
frolicking with
Obama. Not a bad place for it.
He's probably fine actually. We'll make this feature really quick. You're all right.
Yeah. Are you still in the British Virgin Islands? Yeah. Stay there. You'll be fine. Yeah. All right. See ya. Yeah.
You'll be fine.
Cover the rising tide.
Just pray for me. Pray for me in London. Yeah. No. He wants my help. So, like I did last time, I've never actually got any good ideas. So I'm coming to you two saying, right, how do we help Richard Branson prepare for the apocalypse?
Again, you're getting a call, and then you're like sort of offloading it onto other people.
He's offered me one ticket to the safe room.
So he's okay. So we come up with the solutions, and then you get a ticket to safety. That seems reasonable, doesn't it? Mate?
You can keep some of the.
Well, look, we've actually already been planning.
That's it. Yeah, I'm already prepping. Mm. I was prepping that conversation as part of my preppersness.
Preppers is a thing.
Preppers is a thing. Yeah, I found this website which was actually called prepperswebsite.com.
Yeah.
And
that's quite
catchy, isn't it? And they offered me 5 easy ways to get started on emergency preparedness.
So, listeners who aren't aware, prepping and preppers is the official name for the preparing for an apocalypse community.
Yes. Well, apocalypse or a
big bomb.
Flood.
Yeah, apocalypse is probably at its most extreme, but yeah.
Okay. If a Noah-style incident.
Yeah, or even just a power outage, which they do seem to be quite keen on, the preppers.
Well, because that's the most logical.
Let me give you 5 of their top tips.
Scenario. Sure.
Number 1, read 1 article about emergency preparedness every week.
Okay,
so that's a start. 1, I felt like I was doing it as I was doing it.
Yeah.
Number 2, use coupons at the grocery store and put the money you save into an emergency fund.
Wait a minute.
So where are you keeping this emergency fund?
Well, that's like, it. You keep it in a fat envelope.
No, you're not going to keep it in a bank, are you? Because banks,
That's what I'm saying. You keep it under your bed or something.
Yeah.
3, buy 1 extra item each time you go grocery shopping.
Buy one extra item.
Yeah, and just keep it.
And is that canned?
This is what they say.
Must be canned, right?
Well,
you're not going to buy an extra cucumber.
No,
it's going to be bad.
Yeah.
4, fill juice and soda bottles with water each week. And the little bit of advice they gave you here is if you buy juice, like apple juice or grape juice, etc.
Yeah, big fan.
Those type of bottles. Or a 2-litre soda, basically any sort of bottle. You can store water in those containers and build an emergency water supply for free.
Yeah, so
simply drink the water or juice. You've got to drink it first.
Yeah,
put a few drops of bleach in the container and fill it halfway with water.
Absolutely.
Shake it
up
for a minute or so. Dump the water and just refill with water. Now, apocalypse or not, not going to be cleaning my bottles with bleach.
Is there a clause on this website? Just right at the bottom, really in small print, it just goes, or just take some cyanide.
But number 5.
Yeah, number five, yeah.
Complete 1 quick emergency preparedness project each week. Commit spending 10 or 15 minutes on an emergency preparedness project.
Exactly.
So fulfilling all of these quotas, you've got a cupboard full of pesto,
yeah,
a medium-sized piggy bank with shrapnel, a house full of bleachy water, and surfaces covered with papier-mâché bomb shelters and panic rooms.
I mean, it's filling
up your house, isn't it? Really,
it is.
Really, you've got to have a lot of space, or just no friends, because people who come over will be like, "I'm sorry, mate, I can't
hoarding bleachy water and
I can't sit down. You've covered the sofa in bleachy water bottles."
So the bleachy water bottles need to be kept separately from the drinking water bottles.
Obviously, mate.
No, they are the drinking water because the
because later on it sterilises the water. I guess.
As
we all know, a bleach a day keeps the doctor in work.
Wait, do you guys know this? this feels like a bit of a punt to like go, right, so we're locked in. The only hope we've got these bottles of water that we put bleach in,
I don't think prepping will do. It will do fuck all. Because basically, what's going to happen when everyone's running around going like with machetes and like running around killing people for like
zombies
or like whatever.
Yeah.
Everyone's going to leg it to the countryside. Because everyone's plan, when they're prepping, they go, right, what we do is we get a car full of stuff and then we drive to the countryside. So we can't really, everyone's going to the countryside.
Yeah.
So the countryside's going to be full of people.
And like
cities abandoned.
Everyone's packing their car like
you've seen 28 Days Later, haven't you?
Yeah, just stay in the city.
Yeah. But there are articles out there to go, you know.
Remember, there are no zombies, so in this scenario, it's just an empty city.
Okay.
Right. It's alright,
isn't it? Yeah, it's
fine. Not bad.
You'd just end up packing your car like Glastonbury though, wouldn't you? You'd be like, right, I've got
beers, we've got beers. We don't need beers, mate.
6 gallons of cider and
some bleaching water.
The thing is, you would need a lot of
a few pints of Pringles.
They actually would last pipes of Pringles, wouldn't they?
Pipes of Pringles, they're going in the bunker.
I mean, I'm already thinking, I know this is ridiculous, but I do have these sort of these morbid like fantasies of like what would happen in the apocalypse. And in my head, I'm always like the guy who's like got the gun and is like really good suddenly at like surviving and shooting people or like
picking people off.
But in actual fact, I'd be
just crying.
I'd be rubbish. I would be.
Would
awful.
You be like legless man number three?
I'd just die straight away. But I wouldn't die in like a spectacular way. Something would fall on my head or something like that, and I'd just be like knocked
just
out.
Trip up on the way out.
Yeah. Or crushed in a building. Something
pecked
like that.
To death by crows or something.
Yeah. Just from a severe cold.
Pecked to death by crows.
It's my favourite band.
What would you do, Will? What would your role be in the apocalypse SWAT team?
Wow.
He'd be my sidekick.
I'm the realist.
You'd be my sidekick.
I'm the realist.
What's the realist is what, like, when we're not going to make it?
The realist would be like, let's just get fucking pissed.
Well, I don't know. I've come up with an idea. I don't know if it's too soon for the idea.
Go for the idea. No, I'd love an idea.
Well, actually, I've just got to get this out of the way. Sorry. There was all these things that these little articles, and this one just really caught my eye. I just want to tell you.
Okay. So this isn't your idea.
No, this is my idea, but this is prior to the idea. This is what made me come up with the idea.
I've done some preparation. Let me say my thing.
No, it was...
Go on.
It was a list of all the articles, and it said, how to prepare a herb garden in winter, how to survive a flood...
And
then right at the bottom,
when you're surviving a herb garden,
right at the bottom,
darling, we've only got herbs. Did you not grow anything else? No, I just grew herbs.
This herb garden.
In winter, believe it or not.
The one at the bottom, though, I'm not sure if this is good in post-apocalyptic world. The ultimate guide to Dutch ovens. That's what he said.
What?
I know we need a sense of humour. In the post-apocalyptic world.
This is on the prepping website.
Yeah, this is on preppingwebsite.com. I don't know what a Dutch oven is, other than when it's you stuff someone's head under the covers and...
It is an actual thing. Rip. I mean, that came from somewhere, didn't it?
Right, I didn't know that.
What, did you just think Dutch people farted under duvets? Well, and that's where it came from.
I'm with Will. I thought that was the
only thing. It was the only thing. And so, what is that when you do that? Oh, that's a Dutch oven. Where'd you get that from? Don't know. Two words, one Dutch, one oven, set them after, one after the other, and hey presto, it's a
Everyone
sale.
Knows what I mean.
So what actually is a Dutch oven?
I didn't really read on it, so I just got caught on that. I was like,
where you put someone's head under
the covers
and then
go. But some reason that's going to save you.
And then what happened was, when someone made a Dutch oven, like made an oven in Holland, they went, oh, you know what this is like? This is like when you fart under a duvet and you put someone's head. Should we call this oven after that Dutch oven thing?
Yeah. But you just had a little bit of a go at us for thinking it was that, and you don't actually know what a real Dutch oven is.
It's for outdoor enthusiasts, apparently. It's a way of cooking over coals. But that's not funny, is it? Nothing. Anyway. Look, now I'm going to put
your idea.
Right, it's my idea. So Branson's obviously got all the dough in the world, but we ain't. And I was looking, I was thinking, where would I go around me? Where have I been that's local that I could get to within 10, 15 minutes that I feel like would be a safe place?
Did you just watch Shaun of the Dead?
It was on ITV2.
Right.
Which is a rare occasion these days. It's only once or twice a week.
Never seem to catch it.
Are you familiar with Rowan's Bowl in Finsbury Park?
I am.
I'm not, because I'm from
it's
the
It's a fantastic
south.
Bowling alley, mate.
I'd say it's more like a leisure zone.
Okay, so it's not just a bowling alley.
Mainly bowling.
They've got ping pong, we're talking air hockey. We're talking.
It's called Rowan's Temp and Bowling.
They've got a club night.
Am I able to
DJ
buy a
Luck
hot dog?
Has played there.
You're able to get a booth for karaoke.
Oh, I'd love that. Right, I'll do that. You guys do the bowling.
But the reason I think it's possibly our haven in a disaster is for numerous reasons. One, it's cavernous. There's no windows and a very long entrance allowing you to pick off unwelcome visitors at range.
Mm. Right, okay.
So I thought that was quite good. Good value have beer. It's under £3 a pint in there.
Have we got a gun in this scenario?
No.
Do we know
but
anyone?
We can fashion a catapult from bowling balls.
Brilliant.
Yeah. And
he thinks it's Dennis the Menace movie.
Like,
oh, pick him off with a catapult.
And then you use the kiddies ramp as some sort of like firing thing, and then string a load of condoms together from the vending machine in the gents to make the elastic band for it. I thought it through.
That's quite good.
Okay, and am I wearing bowling shoes in this scenario?
Well, that was my final point. It's sturdy footwear, and it's easily replaceable. There's plenty of it.
Yeah.
It's loads. We'd be sorted for shoes.
As a side point, like in reality, if like we needed to get a gun, who would you call?
Annie.
That was terrible. Terrible. I think go get your gun.
Yeah.
I see what you did there.
You're not familiar with Oklahoma,
the
musical.
Yeah, I am. I like
Oklahoma.
Like yeah.
Well, so, do you have Robbie? Do you have someone in your head if you need to just get hold of a gun?
I think I know someone who knows someone who knows someone who can get a gun.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It would be like four times removed, but the gun would. Yeah, I'd end up getting a gun.
Yeah, it'd be like kidulthood, wouldn't it? You just someone's uncle.
Yeah, exactly.
Would know.
It would be a shit gun. It would backfire. Hit me.
Someone would have drilled it with a big pillar drill, wouldn't they?
Yeah. I mean, I know my uncle's got a gun.
All right.
So but he's got a shotgun, and he lives in Ireland, and he's got a license.
So we'll lead an expedition to his house.
Everyone's going to the country. This is my wife B. Her plan is to go to
grown up.
Is to go to Ireland. And I didn't think we'll never get there because she thinks that in an apocalypse scenario, ferries still running on time. Like no one has the same idea. Yeah. It's like we're just like whistling like in this like you know dream world where we're like driving straight without any problems.
No chance to the
ferry port.
Okay.
No chance of being scuppered by a snake in Ireland as well.
Well, exactly.
Which is a bonus because he drove them all out.
Drove them all out, didn't he?
Wait,
who did?
What? You don't know that?
St. Patrick's.
No snakes in Ireland, are
there? I've heard of that, yeah. So a lot of the billionaires are eyeing up and have been buying. What? Why are you laughing?
Because that phrase, a lot of the billionaires.
A lot of the billionaires that I know.
Yeah, they're thinking New Zealand, aren't they?
Yeah, New Zealand.
That's the one. So I read about that.
And it makes sense. Apparently it's very like...
Perfect geographical...
Agriculturally rich.
Positioning for World War III, apparently.
What do you mean?
As in, if there was World War III, you're best off in New Zealand.
And who is this, the pop star that's just eyeing up?
Because it's so remote.
Do you know that one? Who is eyeing up?
Sting.
Sting. It's not Sting.
I know an acronym that they're all using.
Pharrell Williams. We could be here for hours.
It's Ed Sheeran, isn't it?
Is it Ed Sheeran?
Is he a prepper?
I think he said something like, yeah, I think if it all kicked off, no one would bother with New Zealand and like invading it, so he'd be fine.
Except now he said that, they would.
We'd be like, want to go hang out with Ed Sheeran? We need to get the Ed Sheeran albums. We need to invade New Zealand now.
Because he's got all of them there.
Putin's there going, I really miss some mellow middle of the road pop from this world.
Yeah, middle of the road pop that sells out the O2, so.
You'll be there.
Are you pro Sheeran?
Well, I'm just saying.
That's fine. We've got no beef with him. But, okay, so where would you go? What country would you be eyeing up?
I think Ireland. I mean, Ireland, I don't know how I'd get there, but Ireland would be one of my choices.
Oh, sickening. It's just because you feel like you're, my heart's Irish. It's like when
you
watch rugby and you pretend to be an Ireland fan just because is Irish or something. Your mum's Irish.
Are you actually, do you do that? Are you a plastic paddy?
He is.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
It's pathetic.
Yeah. Unfortunately, it was something that was like ingrained in me from like, day zero, so it's only now that I'm conscious of the fact that that's an actual thing.
Yeah.
So before I was like, yeah, come on Ireland, and then like people would be like, why are you saying that with an English accent? And I'd be like, I don't know.
Fuck you, parents! Look into that. But yeah. I'd be worried about Ireland being in the middle of the firing line if it was like nuclear war between the US and Russia, although it sounds like the US and Russia are going to be allies in this war. But anyway, they're quite
Yeah,
near,
good point, actually.
They're a bit near, it's a bit near to the UK.
The Faroe Islands.
What's that?
Fucking remote. proper remote. Or Greenland.
Greenland. Switzerland, just...
Global warming.
Switzerland's things always, things always stayed out of it, haven't they?
Exactly. Yeah. History tells you Switzerland's not a bad place to go.
All you want to be on, all you want to make sure is you're on high land.
Right.
Yeah. High ground.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you've obviously...
Again, this is...
A global warming.
You've seen...
Water's rising.
You've seen deep impact.
Also, you can see people coming as well, if you're on high ground.
Yeah.
Maybe like Eagle's Nest or something. The Eagle's Nest.
Yeah, I'm going to set up a tree.
You could race up to the top, couldn't you, on like a motocross bike, and you've got your pregnant girlfriend behind you and she's gripping onto you with dear life, and then you see this tidal wave just coming in, washing everything away.
Yeah.
That is deep impact.
And so if you were Branson and not having to rely on the bowling alley in Finsbury Park...
So that's his idea. I wouldn't be with him.
Before we started, you said, what's our idea? And you're happy to be involved then, weren't you?
What would you suggest to Branson himself?
To Branson himself?
If you've got all the money in the world, where'd you go?
What would your plan be?
And let's say underground.
Get in a big balloon. Stay above it all.
House on stilts.
Open up maybe like an
air balloon.
Store.
Air balloon.
I worry about bringing attention to yourself with something like a house on stilts.
Air balloon.
You think, is an air balloon sustainable?
Yeah. Could you be up big one. A big enough one.
It's
would
his
be.
Bread and butter, isn't it? The old balloon.
Space.
Oh, go to space.
Moon!
Moon tourists.
Go to the moon. Go to the moon.
Is that what those... Because you were saying some other people are going to the moon. Is that?
Yeah, there's a couple of tourists off to the moon.
What was the joke you had...
I didn't have one.
Will, did you write a joke about...
No, I didn't. Because it definitely wasn't written. It was a concept that I came up with in the shower.
But I...
Something about... Why are you...
It was good. What was the joke? There was.
It was something about the moon.
So there's some people going to the moon, aren't there?
Yeah, it's... Relevant because some people are going to the moon as tourists.
Yeah. What was the joke?
It wasn't one. It was just in light of recent events, how are we to know that they didn't want to go to La La Land instead?
And then what? Why?
Moon and moonlight and the fiasco.
Because of the Oscars thing.
I mean, it writes itself. I didn't. You made me say it, didn't you?
What's the next?
Can we do the quiz?
Well, I want to just put Robbie on the hook for one idea because you've been like Will's come up with an idea. He's got a plan.
He's got a great plan.
And you're saying he's
you're just throw me under the bus.
You're saying he's your sidekick and he's bloody leading the team.
What have you got?
So my plan is to just kill myself.
Right.
Straight away,
quick and painless.
Quick and painless. Just have a really good night. Have a really good night.
Mm.
Do all the things you want to do in an apocalypse scenario.
Yeah, but what, you're gonna leave your wife behind, are you? Are you?
We'll go together.
You're gonna leave your lovely two bed flat behind, are you?
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Have you talked about this with her?
No, I've run it by her, but I'll let her know.
Send her a text.
On the night.
Would that be your...
Babe, I'm a bit of a coward, so I'm just going to kill myself. See you later.
Would that be your response to any of the... So say it's... the world floods.
I think I'd struggle it out. I would try and get to...
Ireland.
Yeah, I would, yeah. I would.
Okay.
What's wrong with that?
Shut up about Ireland.
Shut up about Rose Bowling.
I mentioned it once.
I quite want to go bowling now, just to sort of suss out the area.
It's a good alley. They do laser bowl there as well.
I want to eye up my own corner. I'm going to want my own corner in this place.
You can have a lane 9 if you want.
Lane 9, yeah. I mean, Rory's lane. And then,
all right, what about this?
Yeah.
The Highlands. Scottish Highlands. I told everyone my idea. Initially, I said everyone goes to the countryside, stay in the city.
Yeah.
Why are you making come up with an
answer? I'm not. You're Dr. Prepper over here.
Yeah, just
with all your
stay in the city. Let everyone leave, and then fucking
One of the one of the ideas that like the reason people are the billionaires are preparing is because they're worried that the normal people, the normals are going to turn against them, and there's going to be an anti-technology, anti-wealth movement at some point in the future, and everyone's going to turn against the Silicon Valley billionaires. Ooh. They might turn against Branson. That's probably what Branson's thinking. Would you try and negotiate with them?
The tech,
the mob,
no, billionaires, the mob. Or the mob,
the mob.
So what you'd be the go-between the tech billionaires and the mob?
Well, say Branson's asked me, he's like, Rory, it's kicking off, and it turns out the end of the world is a load of people that hate me. Yeah. They're just going to get me.
Yeah.
Could you go and have a word?
What would I say?
I think you'd say, like, free Wi-Fi for a year.
100 meg.
Everyone gets...
All right, everyone gets fibre optic.
Everyone gets a bronze membership of the Virgin
Active. You can't negotiate with terrorists, so...
You can't negotiate with the mob, either.
Well, no, they're not negotiable. It's not negotiable.
I'd simply recuse myself of the whole situation.
Yeah.
And head out to the valley for a good sing-song in the Highlands in Ireland. Go bowling.
I thought you didn't want to go to Ireland.
Well, he doesn't want to be away from you.
So I just drew it.
All right, here's an idea. Bang a load of balloons on the top of Rowan's bowling, like up.
Yeah.
Bring let it live. Yes. Fly over to Ireland.
Go to the moon.
Random rock somewhere in Ireland. You've got the bowling, Ireland, you've got a shotgun, you've got my mad uncle with a shotgun.
Yeah.
He's mad. He's mad now.
Is this Uncle Andy?
Uncle Andy will shoot rats
from his window. Oh God, shotgun now.
You're imagining it's like the end of Skyfall, isn't it? Your uncle's just like...
Yeah, man. My uncle's the person, you turn up to the house and it's abandoned. There's like, you know, there's like things over everything, like sheets over everything. Yeah, everything's dusty. And then all of a sudden it's like, who's there?
He's eating a live chicken, just like...
Turn off now.
He's not eating a live chicken, mate. He's cooked it.
Okay, fine. He's not gone feral yet.
Yeah, he's not
he'd
feral.
Probably be eating a potato, wouldn't he?
Good point.
Well, anyway, we've run out of time.
That's the thing you said all day.
We've run out of time for Task Force, so we have to give Rich a call.
You popped open again.
Popped open my shirt. Thanks. You're undressing me with your eyes, Will.
Okay.
And I guess it's just time for the quiz.
Woo!
Hooray!
Quiz?
The quiz. So, who won it last time out of you two?
Will did.
I think it was a draw. I think it was 1-1.
Oh, no, it wasn't. Yeah, it was a draw.
Okay, well, congrats for last time. Let's see if you do any better.
Congrats to both of us.
This time, let's start with the first question, which is, what can UK residents now order to their homes, finally?
Will.
Yeah.
It's the Daz or...
Daz!
Daz. You press the Daz button and the Daz turns up, doesn't it?
I've not heard about this?
What are you on about?
You know, you press the...
Everyone's got a Daz button installing their home now.
Come on, mate.
And when you press the Daz button, Daz turns up.
It's the internet of things.
No, there isn't a Daz button in every house that you can order Daz.
You can order...
It's not Daz.
Okay, is it...
fairy?
It's not washing...
Bold?
It's not something that's...
Is it from Amazon?
It's a food brand.
It's a food brand.
Oh, Mackie D's.
Correct. Well, you can now order McDonald's to your own. Or like we're going to be able to this year.
Using a third party like gin.
No, McDonald's have announced it themselves, I think.
I think that's been confirmed in the UK because I was researching McDonald's this week.
I don't see that travelling
because the Mega Mac is coming back, but not in the UK. Do you know about the Mega Mac?
No.
It's like a double.
It's a bigger Big Mac.
It's just a large Mac.
I always wondered where they go with it. And
Burger dim.
Made it bigger.
Question two. According to The Sun... What are we wearing incorrectly? Potentially.
Shoes. Oh. They're supposed to be on your hands.
No, it's not shoes.
It's those little... the
gloves.
Sauce hacks, isn't it? It's those things at McDonald's that you just... Hats. Put the sauce in that you don't know how to open properly.
It's
No, don't...
Okay, you don't want to know?
No, I'm going to guess.
No, you got nothing.
No. Raincoat.
It's just for ladies. Apparently, ladies might be wearing their underwear incorrectly.
What? It's supposed to be on the fucking floor. It sounds like a Sun thing.
That is like a quote from a Sun reader. Yeah. I'm scanning the article. Some key takeaways are: avoid thongs.
at all costs.
Avoid them.
Always change your underwear after exercising. And don't squeeze into knickers that don't fit. So, I mean, I feel like they're giving some pretty obvious advice there. But it's good to know that...
Don't wear clothes that don't fit you.
And it says never re-wear undies.
What do you mean?
After you wash them or...
Yeah, don't be tempted to turn a pair inside out and use them again.
Oh, right.
Oh, what, because of the particles.
Yeah.
Just general hygiene, Robbie. But anyway, I think that's one for everyone. Don't reuse your underwear.
So we've been wearing that.
The Sun is worried about that, so that was the answer to that. Again, this quiz is a lot of just what am I thinking, or what have I. Question three. In the unicorn craze, what is the latest product to have been released into the market.
Well,
what?
T-shirt, innit?
What?
Always be yourself, unless you can be a unicorn, in which case be a unicorn, innit?
Well, no, it's, I mean, that's been around for a long time.
I know it's been around since 2014.
Is it a relatively... unicorn dildo?
Yeah.
Brilliant.
It's a unicorn dildo.
How are you supposed to know what a unicorn's dick looks like?
No, it's not. It's not a unicorn.
It's not a unicorn's dick. Because that's just a horse. That's just a horse cock.
That'd just be a jazzy horse cock.
That's a far too big dildo.
It's like a unicorn.
It's like an accommodator for it.
It's a unicorn horn.
It's okay. On your chin.
But point to Robbie. So you guys are one all.
Oh, God, I clenched it with the dildo one.
I knew he would.
Who did the Daily Mail issue a pardon to on its front page this week?
Oh, was it... David Miliband's dad?
No. I remember, yeah, they did slag him off once.
I'll tell you.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
It's geezer Sir Philip.
Correct.
Because of the old BHS virus. So he's given them £326 million in...
which is not enough.
Let me finish. Won the quiz. In pensions.
Yeah, he was paid £363 million, and they've said, "Well done, Sir Phil," and they're going to stop calling him Sir Shifty.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
It just goes
to show that if you are a complete shit with enough pressure, you will pay not enough money, and still retain people will forgive you.
Yeah, exactly.
Great.
Well, final question for Robbie to clinch a draw.
Yeah.
What spread has officially gone out of fashion?
Well, yeah. Marmite. Philadelphia.
Neither. It wasn't Marmite. It was nearly Marmite. Marmite sounds a bit like
Vegemite.
Oh, is it...
Marmalade.
Correct.
Marmalade. No, I still eat Marmalade.
I swear by it. Yeah. I've got fine... What's it called? The old... what do they call that? Grain. Not fine grain. The pulp. Not pulp. What's the... Thread. What's the thing that they...
Are you just trying to say that you own some marmalade?
Yeah, I got some marmalade.
What's the thing?
The rind.
The rind.
He swears by it. Doesn't know what it is.
Well, I know about it. Yeah.
It's lovely, yeah.
Well, anyway, well done, Will. That's a clean 3-1. That's brilliant.
It's a good result in like a...
Moral victory as well. Really
football match.
Well, thank you both for joining me on This Might Be The News. This has been insightful.
Pleasure.
Somewhat.
Particularly about Dutch ovens.
Absolutely, that's my Google sort of action. I've got to look that up next.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
The ultimate guide.
Anyway, thank you, and listeners, see you next week.